Even though we are heading into August, where everything goes into the doldrums, Tribal Hall Concert Series is still looking ahead to their new season, the 22-23 season, with a wonderful collection of Isilis and Vocht and Tetzlaff and Andachevsky, and just a glorious season to look forward to. And it's my great pleasure to welcome back to the studio after a little gap the executive director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Catherine Cochran. Lovely to see you again.
It's delightful.
So who are the new artists for this coming season?
We have several debuts this year. The season kicks off with Ruckus and a Baroque ensemble and flutist Emmy Ferguson. They are a young, boundary-stretching group and performing all Bach. In November, we're excited to welcome bass baritone Devon Tynes. He's Musical America's Vocalist of the Year for 2022, and he's performing just days after his Carnegie Hall recital debut, and brings a really a creative and personal program using the ancient form of the Mass as a structure to interweave works by Bach and more recent composers like Julius Eastman and Carolyn Shaw. And then we have Tetzlaff Vocht Trio. So this is both a debut and a return. The piano trio features violinist Christian Tetzlaff, cellist Tanya Tetzlaff, their siblings, and pianist Lars Vogt. All of these artists have performed on our stage in the last 10 years in different formations, in recital and in string quartet. And it's a joy to bring them back in this trio formation, a true all-star group, and they're performing Beethoven's Smetana and Schubert's gorgeous Opus 99. I would say we're also taking a fresh look at the classical canon. So we also have some debut composers, as it were, presenting works by George Walker, who is the first African-American to receive the Pulitzer Prize in Music and whose centenary is being celebrated this year, as well as Julius Eastman, William Grant Still, and Margaret Bonds, all 20th century Black composers and others.
It's wonderful how you expand that repertoire that way. What about some of our old favorites returning?
Yes. So in October, we welcome back British cellist Stephen Isilis, who's returning to our stage for the first time in 8 years with his longtime collaborator, Connie Shee. And in December, we have pianist Daniil Trifonov. He brings an astonishing program with some of the most difficult virtuosic works in the repertoire, including Ravel's Gaspar de la Nuit. And in the spring, we have pianist Piotr Andruszewski, an elegant, transcendent artist, returning to the U.S. in what will be his first U.S. tour since the pandemic. In ensembles, the Dover String Quartet, they performed on our Discovery Series several years ago and are hailed by The New Yorker as one of the most exciting and accomplished young American ensembles, and we're excited to bring them back on the main stage. And then in May, we close the season with Yamani Winds, and it's been 15 years since they performed on our stage, and they're Grammy-nominated, celebrating their 25th anniversary this year.
And then folded in, of course, with the subscription series is the Discovery series. And there's more information about all of this at shriverconcerts.org. So looking forward to the 22-23 season. Such a pleasure to talk to the executive director of the concert series, Catherine Cochran. Thanks so much.
Thank you.